Yes. Amen.
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 Amen. This time, if there be no more praise and songs and testimony, amen. We're going to return the service to our own pastor. We must say amen. Bishop Jones. Amen.
Hallelujah. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Because he lives,
hallelujah,
all fear is gone,
hallelujah,
because I know,
hallelujah,
he holds the future,
oh,
and life is worth living. He lives.
One more time.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Because he lives, all fear is gone. And I future, oh, thank you, Jesus. Life is worth the living,
yes,
because he lives.
Listen,
God sent his son.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Life is worth living,
just be
lives. Hallelujah. Just because he lives. I don't care how circumstances look. Even what's happening in the country and what's happening in the world. Jesus still lives. And because he lives, I'm not worrying about tomorrow. My future is secure. Amen. Because he lives. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and praise our Lord. Hallelujah. A good day to be in the house of the Lord. The psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Amen. It's cold outside. Hey, amen. But amen. It's still warm in the arms of Jesus. Amen. When sometimes life gets cold. Amen. You know what you do when your child gets cold? You get a blanket and you put in little and just wrap them up in the blanket. Amen. When life gets cold sometimes, God gets his blanket and just wraps me up. Glory to God. And I don't have to fear the things that's going on in this world. We praise him. Amen. For the wonderful things that he has done. And I'm just glad to be here. Amen. This is the 8th day of January 2017. Amen. We're into our second week of the new year. Glory to God. God is good. Somebody said didn't have to be here, but I'm so glad that you are. We honor the Lord Jesus Christ, and we certainly, amen, honor all of our officials. Amen. Honor our sister pastor, Dr. Thomas Pursley, and certainly to my own companion and second assistant pastor, Evangelist Jones, and Ellen Hamilton, and certainly to all of our ministers, our deacons. Amen. We love you, and we thank the Lord for you being in the house of the Lord. We're glad to see Sister Ashcraft back there. Man, I got... You see, sometimes you ought to do what the Lord tells you to do. I looked up her name yesterday, and I wrote it on the piece of paper I was going to call her. I didn't. So I'm glad that she came. Glad to see her in the house of the Lord. And certainly glad to see our charter member. Amen. Sister Sabrina Penny. Amen. She was the first member. She is the first member of Christ Temple. Amen. Thank you. Ever since day one. Amen. She's been. So we thank God for seeing her. The Lord is good to us. Now today, I'm probably going to have a little unusual message. But I have to give it to you as the Lord gave it to me. So you just hold your seat belt. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because what the Lord has given to me, and I had finished that message, I thought. Then I sat down. All of a sudden, all these things start pouring into my spirit, and I started writing them down. Yeah, right. So I wrote down. I'm gonna read what I wrote. Hallelujah. Because I believe the Lord was dictating this to me for some particular reason. Because it's later than you think. Amen. Time is winding up. We don't have as much time as we think we have. And God is certainly speaking to his people. But I don't think sometimes his people are really listening. But I want to have a listening ear to see what God is saying to me. We love the Lord. Amen. Glad to see my daughter, Sister Fua. Amen. Amen. Right in her rightful place today. Amen. Amen. Serving the Lord. And amen. My friend, Counselor Boteen. Amen. And God has blessed him tremendously. Amen. We're glad to see him in the house of the Lord and all of you that make up this congregation. Out of the word of the Lord today, we're going to ask you to pay your attention to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 10, verses 10 through chapter 6, verses 10 through 16. Very familiar scripture that I will read in your hearing. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 16. And it reads, finally, my brethren,
It's talking to this. When you see the word brethren, it's talking to the church. Finally, my brethren, finally, church, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the tricks of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and it's already here, and having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take in the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Can we say amen? I'll stop there. God bless you for the word. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. I'm going to speak from the topic, it's time to dress up. And the subtopic, no dress down allowed. Hallelujah. Right. It's time to dress up. No dress down allowed. Now, when I was in the workforce, about every month, we had a what they called a dress down day. And it usually was on a Friday. And you dressed not the way you normally dress. If you wore a tie and a suit, and that day you may wear tennis shoes and blue jeans and a t-shirt, you know, that'd be fine because you're dressing down. But, you know, the thing that I notice about dress down day, it costs me something. You know, it costs $2 or $3, and we took this money, we put it into a fund for underprivileged children, for Christmas things, to get Christmas gifts. So it cost me, amen, to dress down. And I would say to the people of God, amen, if you dress down spiritually, it's going to cost you something. Y'all just hang with me a little bit. It's going to cost you to dress down spiritually. But dress down means that I don't dress normally. I do things that's not normal for me to do. And I say spiritually. Now, if I say something, if you say, I wonder if he's talking to me. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. The thing about dress down is the fact that, you know, nobody says anything to you. You don't have to. You know, have all your tie doesn't have to be straight. Your shoes don't have to be shined. You can be on tennis, you know, all that kind of stuff. And sometimes we dress down spiritually. Lord, have mercy. But it's going to cost you to dress down. Well, you say, how can I dress down? Well, I tell you what, amen. When you don't do what you're supposed to do, you're dressing down. Amen. Oh, y'all ain't going to like me today. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. When one way you can dress down is don't come to church on time. How many folks did I hit? Hallelujah. Amen. You're dressing down. That's not God's plan. Amen. God is a timely God. So when I don't do things in time with God, I'm dressing down from what I ought to be doing. Amen. If you don't show up for Sunday school, you are dressing down. Lord, have mercy. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't show up for a Bible class, you're dressing down. Y'all ain't gonna like me. Hallelujah. Amen. But after it's done, I'm gonna say, amen, you're dressing down. And these are the things that causes us not to receive things that God has for us. And here's what the Lord gave me as I, you know, went through my little text on last night, and God began to speak to me about two mirrors. M-I-R-R-O-R-E-S, mirrors, two mirrors. And here's what the Lord gave me. I would doubt that there's anyone here today that doesn't have a mirror in their home. I would venture to say that some of you sisters today have a mirror in your purse. It wouldn't surprise me. I have never seen an automobile without a mirror. I would also venture to say that each one of you here today or listening to this recorded message looked into a mirror before you left your home. Now, why did you look into that mirror? The primary reason you looked into that mirror was to see how you looked. It's practically impossible to see yourself without a mirror. Now, you can stand by a body of water and see a reflection of yourself, but you don't really get a clear picture of what you look like. I suppose that with the advent of today's technology, you could use your camera with a selfie stick and take a picture. But even that doesn't give you a clear picture of yourself. Even with a selfie, you have a mirror-like thing called a lens that captures a reflection of you. But if you really want to see the real you, you got to look into a mirror. Now, so if you know that the mirror is the only source that you can look into to capture and show the real you, why should you look anywhere else? We are saints of God. There is another mirror called the Bible. You can look into the Bible and it will capture the real you, not who you pretend to be. I'm going to say that again. Now, if you look into the real mirror called the Bible, it'll capture the real you, not who you pretend to be. The mirror called the Bible not only shows the real you, but it will tell you everything about you. If the mirror called the Bible contains the Word of God, and it says in Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of the son of the soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Then why then are you not following it? Lord ain't helping me. Hallelujah. You would not consider to be normal if you looked into a natural mirror and saw something hanging from your nose and go and pretend as you really didn't see it, convincing yourself that the mirror showed you something that really wasn't there. Or if you saw that false eyelash hanging on the side of your face about to fall off, and you simply ignored what you saw, telling yourself the mirror didn't really show what I thought I saw. Lord, ain't gonna, y'all gonna help me today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Tell me then, why would you look into the mirror called the Bible and see all the wrong with you and pretend it's okay? Lord, have mercy. I am thoroughly convinced that in the church, amen, there are a lot of pretenders. Oh, have mercy. Help me today. You get ready, sister. Amen. Sister, get ready to do what I told you. Amen. There was a song, now y'all stay spiritual, hallelujah. There was a song when I was in the world, sung by a group called the Platters, back around in the mid-50s, called Yes, I'm the Great Pretender. Listen to it, hallelujah. Y'all have me. Thank you. good. Hallelujah. Amen. You're the, some folks are the great pretenders in the church. Amen. They're really not who they claim to be. They're not who they testify to be. They are pretending to be saved when they are not saved. They pretend to be sweet when they are sour. They pretend to be strong when they're weak. Lord have mercy. Oh, when they're pretending to be happy when they're sad. They are pretenders. But God, Paul said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He said, put on the whole armor of God. Some folks are half dressed. Hallelujah. See, when you are pretenders in the church, you're not dressed like you should. Hallelujah. A pretender, amen, for a woman, amen. If you're not in your spirit part, sometimes your spiritual slip is showing. Lord, he's going to help me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to be playing. Y'all can talk about me later. Hallelujah. If you're a man in the church and you're pretending, sometimes your spiritual fly is open. Now, y'all ain't going to help me. Hallelujah. The pretender is one that God stinks in the nostrils of God. It's time for the church to be real, testify, amen, live what you testify about, because Paul says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil is out to get you, and you pretending that you're saved, but one day, amen, God's going to call you home, and the Bible says, if you're not telling the truth, everybody who doesn't tell the truth is a liar. And the Bible said all liars going to have that part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. Amen, 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 amen. It's time to dress up. Yes. No time to dress down. Hallelujah. It's time to go back to when you first got saved. That enthusiasm you had about God. Hallelujah. When I first got saved, Lord, I want to be the first one that opened the church. Amen. But I've been that way ever since. Amen. I didn't stop. I'm talking about some of y'all stopped. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But I was there when the door opened. I was there when the door closed. Hallelujah. I was there for Sunday school. I was there for young people's service. I was there for everything that went on. Hallelujah. I wasn't pretending church. As a matter of fact, when I decided to give my life to God, after being out there in the world, you know, having the parties and like everybody else, and, you know, drinking your Schlitz beer and puffing on them Viceroy cigarettes, hallelujah, which some of y'all still doing, hallelujah. Lord have mercy, hallelujah. Lord, y'all better put them cigarettes down. You're going to die from it. Glory to God. Amen. The cigarettes will kill you. Amen. They start used to preach about it. They stopped preaching about it. So God gave the doctors to put it on a package of cigarettes that is detrimental to you, kill you. Amen. Lord, ain't gonna hear me. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. So when I came into the church, I knew that I went to parties. I knew that I had some bad language. I had a vulgar tongue. I would curse every once in a while. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord have mercy. But when I decided to get saved as a young man, they told me I had to repent of my sins. And he said, you got to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for those sins to be remitted. And you got to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be filled with the Holy Ghost. I said, all right, all right. I said, I'm fine the way I am. Amen. But I kept on going to that apostolic church. Kept on hearing the word of God preached. And one day, the conviction came on me to really change my lifestyle. Listen, when I was doing wrong, Brother Aaron, I knew it. I was taught not to curse. I was taught not to drink. I was taught not to smoke, but I did all three of them. Yes. Hallelujah. But once I decided to come to the God and give him my life, I was getting ready to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they put me back in that little room where you dress yourself, you know, getting ready for the come out to be baptized. And I'm back there and dressing myself. And I sat down. I said, Lord, if I don't mean what I'm doing, don't let me go in that water. That's what I said. That was about over 50 years ago. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, don't let me do it. But you know what? God didn't let me do it. I went baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord have mercy, I went to church. You say you got the tariff for the Holy Ghost. I'm down there calling on the name of the Lord Jesus, sweating and spitting and calling on the name of the Lord. Ain't nothing happening. Say, you say, okay, come on back tomorrow night. Come back tomorrow night, still. And came back next week, didn't happen. Came back next month, it didn't happen. Came back next year, still don't have no Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They said, you got to speak in tongues. I said, why? He said, when the Holy Ghost comes, it'll just take over. So, you know, I'm sitting there, and, okay. So I kept tearing. Then I said, God told me one day to go to Chicago. That was my godmother and my godfather. In Chicago, they had a room that they specifically set aside for people who wanted to get saved, get filled with the Holy Ghost. So my wife and I drove up all the way to Chicago, 135 miles. And I said, I'm going to get the Holy Ghost this day. I'm going to die. One of the two. Either I'm going to be dead when it's over with, or I'm going to be saved when it's over with. And I went to there, and I got back there in that room. I was just calling on the name of the Lord like I had been all those years, two or three years. And oh, when I'm calling on the name of the Lord, and I'm just calling on my knees and glory to God. And as I was calling on his name, glory to God, in my spirit, my eyes were closed, but I saw a light. Looked like it came from way out there someplace. And that light came, it hit me right there. You talking about... You talking about hitting a roller, holy roller, hallelujah. I hit the floor. I hit the floor, began to speak in tongues, and the Spirit gave me utterance. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't going to hear me. I know, glory to God, what God can do. And after that, another mother came over. And they said, Brother Jones got the Holy Ghost. She said, did he speak? She said, yeah. She said, I got to hear it. Oh, hammer. And then I go back down on my knees again. But within a minute, boom, the same thing happened. Begin to speak in tongues. Don't you tell me how God is not real. And begin to speak with tongues that the Spirit gave me utterance. And ever since that day, I've been Holy Ghost filled. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen. Listen. Now, I never cursed again. I never spoke another vulgar word. I never smoked another Viceroy cigarette. I never drank another Schlitz beer. I never stayed up all night playing Pinochle. Y'all know that's a card game. Never again. It wasn't on 12 steps. It was one step. Holy Ghost feel. I dressed up, hallelujah, and I am not dressed down since. Paul said you got to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the tricks of the devil. The devil is out to trick you. He tell you, you don't have to go to church. You can stay home and watch TV. That's the biggest lie the devil ever told you, hallelujah. Because the Bible said, fail not to assemble. Wait a minute. Y'all don't believe this in, y'all, listen. Y'all don't believe this in the Bible. Yeah, Hebrews chapter 10. And it says, 25th verse, not forsaken the assembling yourselves together. Now, y'all listen to this. Not forsaking the assembling yourselves together as the manner of some is. Oh, yeah. God talked about you before you even got here. But exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. even more when the world is in turmoil, you really ought to be in church. I came to warn you today. If you think you can stay home and please God, the devil has tricked you. God says you got to be there. You got to be there. And not only that, then you got to serve God. He says when you come to church, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is what? Good. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm almost through. Whew. It's time to dress up. Dress down is not allowed. He says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not your next door neighbor, not your family's flesh and blood. He said, we don't wrestle against that. That's really not what, but we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the doctrines of the word. That's Satan and all of his imps. We talked Bible class not long ago about their spirits in the upper realm. All the spirits are floating out there. Because when Satan, Lucifer, was kicked out of heaven, he had thousands of angels that came with him. And they're still around. His imps. He says, because against the rulers of the darkness of this world, Satan, who is that? Satan is the ruler of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, because you know that the Bible says, take on the whole armor of God. You don't go to work half-dressed. You don't go to work with one shoe on. You dress up. You look in the mirror before you leave and make sure that. Okay. So you get yourself together. Hallelujah. Amen. Then why would you come to the Lord just any kind of way? Ooh, Lord. The song said, all God wants is you. Nothing else will do. Can't give God not just a part of you, but all of you. Lord have mercy. I'm preaching to y'all today. I'm telling you, y'all, we're going to have to get this thing together because, amen, hell is a real place. Amen. You don't have to believe it. Amen. Amen. As a matter of fact, the Bible says hell has enlarged itself, which means a whole lot of folks who thought they weren't going there are going to end up going there because, God, I got to make some more room for these folks. No room. Amen. No room in the end. No room in hell. God made it bigger so you have room for you. Glory. He said, we wrestle against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against spirits of wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. That's what it says. And the evil day is here. And having done all, stand. I never seen so many folks get disgusted in church. Oh, have mercy. My goodness. Oh, have mercy. I ain't going there no more. Folks looked at me funny. Didn't speak to me. I ain't going there no more. A bunch of hypocrites over there. I ain't going with them hypocrites. Amen. I told you before that somebody said, listen, maybe it's a hypocrite, but I'd rather, amen, go to church with a few hypocrites than go to hell with all the hypocrites. So you might well make up your mind which way you're going to take it. Amen. Glory to God. So don't let the devil dupe you into thinking, amen, that everything is okay. Now, every person in the world know what that status is. And we know whether or not God gives every man a conscience. And everyone knows whether or not they're doing what God wants them to do. You read the book, your mirror I talked about, tells you about yourself what you must do. It's specific about what you must do. If you're not up to the word, what God says, then you got to sort of dress up a little bit. Even when your clothes wear out, you go to the store and you buy some new ones. Even when there's a hole in your shoes, or your clothes got a hole in them, and you're going to do something about it. I don't know if anybody would say, listen, boy, this, my goodness, oh, boy, that leg is, well, that's, I got a big old rip down there. All my buttons are missing. I mean, you know, wouldn't you do something about it? Amen. Amen. You would do something about it. You're going to say, okay, I'm going to buy me another suit. I'm going to go buy me another dress. Amen. Because this is something wrong with this dress. We do that naturally. Amen. But your spirit points out to you, hey, something wrong with you. Your attitude's not right. Man, some folks need a new attitude. Amen. They fly off the handle in a minute. Lord, I mean, they'll go off on you. Hallelujah. That's not a part of a sanctified life. Or if you go off, you got to catch yourself. Say, I can't do that. Hallelujah. But some folks have a short fuse. There are some short-fused church folks. Lord have mercy. They'll sit off in a minute. Lord have mercy. Get you told. I'm gonna give them a piece of my mind. You better keep that mind. You don't have that much to start with. You don't have enough mind to give nobody else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. But that's what they said. I'm gonna give them a piece of my mind today. Oh, glory to God. You, when you do that, you're dressing down. You're not allowed to dress down. Amen. I'm going to get through here. He said, take on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Because the Bible says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32, that's what it says. And listen to what Paul said. Listen, well, we learned in Bible class that Paul might not have said this, because we're not sure that Paul wrote the book of Hebrews. Somebody did. But whoever wrote this book, it says, having therefore in the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and I'm almost through. But remember, it's time to dress up. You're not allowed to dress down. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh. He's already made a way for us. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in the full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Can't be wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. And I read before you earlier, and they were not forsaken the assembling yourself together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. Amen. When we come to church, we're supposed to exhort one another. Amen. How you doing, sister? God bless you. I'm so glad to see you. I miss you. Sister Bell, you looking so good today. Hey, praise God. I'm glad you made it. Glory to God. Oh, how the children's doing? Hey, man, you know, you're supposed to do that, you know. And some folks come to church, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Haven't seen him all week long. Amen. That's two words. Praise the Lord. Keep on walking. No, you're supposed to stop exhorting, huh? Child, and everything going all right? Oh, God bless you. I'm so glad to see you. And, you know, Lord, that's what we're supposed to do. Amen. Oh, that didn't hit me. That's what it said. Exhorted one another. That's what it said. To exhort one another. I'm glad to see you. Glory to God. I'm blessed being in your presence. Okay, let me get through here. Then he said, and have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Which means that I'm going to be a peaceful person. I'm not going to create no disturbance in the church. I'm for peace. The Bible says, follow peace with all men. And holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. You know, that's what my book says. Your feet got to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I'm not causing any confusion. Amen. I can't stand Sister So-and-so. I can't stand that brother. I mean, I just can't stand him. Amen. Glory to God. So the Bible says, if you can't stand me, you're going to hell. I mean, that's what it says. Child, why don't they get that baby some shoes? Did you see them shoes she had on? Child, it's a shame. Well, they call a place called JCPenney. Macy's, Dillard's, they got shoes. If you criticize somebody's kid or some saint because the shoes are not good, go buy them a pair. Amen. Y'all didn't hear me. My son was here at Ken Good Giveaway. He saw a woman's shoes were really bad. He didn't know her. You know what he did? He went and bought her a brand new pair of shoes. Next time she came, he had a brand new pair of shoes. Didn't know who that woman was. Hallelujah. I mean, that's what we ought to be doing. Lord, have mercy. We're going to have a church after a while. And when we really, when you really begin to do the things that God requires of us, every seat to be full. Them folks are so sweet and the Holy Ghost feel and what they testify about, that's what they do. I don't see anything bad out of them. They're the same all the time, smiling and having a good time. Now, what if I would come to church as a pastor and every time I come, I'm complaining? Y'all know this. I just had a tough week. I didn't think I was going to make it. You know what I mean? But I thank God I'm here by the help of the Lord. Amen. Amen. No, I ain't going to come like that. No, I don't care how I feel. I'm going to still say I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I will we shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let the devil get me down. I'm gonna hit him so hard he gonna know what hit him. Like that brother Calvin did today. He hit the devil hard today, man. I'm telling you, the devil know he just got he devil running around with a bloody nose. What's his? Hey, where did that lick come from? Pray it, Lord. Let me get through. Listen, he said, taking the shield of faith. You got to believe it. Wherewith the shield of faith, the Bible says, shall give you the power to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now, the devil got you all down. He's just throwing all kinds. He said, no, your faith got to be increasing. You got to put on this shield of faith to believe that God has said, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. You got to tell, sometimes you got to talk to yourself. Hallelujah. I've been in this church for 80 years. I don't ever remember not being in church. And why am I in church 80 years? If I don't leave one more, like Brother Steve said, the Lord don't do anything else for me. He's already done more than he has to allow me to live 80 years and still have my mind. Amen. My mind is good. Amen. Amen. Yeah, man. I ain't crazy. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I might not remember all stuff like I used to. Amen. But I remember enough. Amen. To keep going. Hallelujah. Some folks today said, Johnny, what's my phone number? Hallelujah. Can't remember you. I know my phone number, 502-244-6780. My cell phone number is 502-541-5880. My fax number is 742-6784. The church number is 859-987. Hallelujah. At 80 years old. The Bible says I will keep him what? In perfect peace, whose mind is what? Y'all better keep your mind on the Lord. You're going to go crazy. The devil is going to steal your mind. So he said, put on the whole armor of God. Then he says, shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. The devil is out there throwing darts. I mean, that's what it says. Some folk allow themselves to be a dartboard. Devil said, ding, ding, boy, center, ding, ding. You just sit there and let him throw. He said, no, you put on the shield of faith and you quench all his fiery darts. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You need the sword. The word of God is your sword. Hallelujah. You got it. Listen. Wait, give me a Bible. What happened to that Bible? Yeah. When he said take the word, he ain't talking about carrying no Bible. Yeah, anybody can carry a book around. But what he's saying, you got to have that word in you. Because there'll be sometimes you ain't gonna, no Bible going to be around. And you need to know how to go down in the recess of your soul and put up a word for the devil. Hallelujah. And when you get sick, you need to understand that the scripture says he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I'm healed. You can't read that. Sometimes you don't have time to read. You got to pull up right quick. The Bible said, resist the devil, and he'll flee from me. Saying, in the name of Jesus Christ, I resist you. Listen. And you got to be specific sometimes. You know sometimes the devil puts stuff in your mind. And you got to tell him exactly what you're resisting. Lucifer, Satan. No, that's all right. That's okay. But sometimes you got to be a little more specific. Hallelujah. If the devil tell you, go and get yourself a cigar. You say, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, you smoking demon. I resist you in the name of Jesus Christ. He tells you, go down to the liquor store, but go to incognito. You got to tell the devil, you alcoholic demon, I resist you in the name of Jesus Christ. If you don't, you don't have the power to resist it. You can go and get that nip and but if you resist it in the name of Jesus Christ, that's power in his name. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I'm going to quit now, y'all. Ooh, I'm telling you. Get right, church, and let's go home. Oh, yeah, finish here. Taking on the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. And watch thou with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Let's dress up. Amen. Because God is coming back soon. Paul told Timothy, and one of the things that the Bible says we should fight the good fight of faith, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Now, as I close, here's what Paul says. So he backs up what he tells Timothy to do about how he did it. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 8. I charge thee therefore before God, and let this apply to you. Pretend this letter is written to you. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. So God's going to judge us one day. That's what he says. He tells Timothy, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. When they want to hear it, when they don't want to hear it, preach it. Reprove. Rebuke. Exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure or listen to sound doctrine. They don't start to go tickle our ears. Jesus, help us. But after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Stuff that sounds good. Telling all the good things that God's going to give you. Sometimes you got to preach the hell out of folks. Yeah, that's what I said. Sometimes you just got to preach the hell out of folks. There is a hell. You got to preach that hell. Some folks are full of that stuff. And once was I. Amen. Somebody had to preach it out of me. That's why I can say that. But I know there was a lot of hell in me. Oh, things I did, places I went. Lord have mercy. I can tell you a thing or two. Hallelujah. You see, he said they will heap to themselves or run to folks that preach what they want to hear. Some folks just want to, they don't hear no preach. They want to hear a good choir singing. Boy, they can rock. Ooh. Hey, so, somebody get up and preach this. But they're cheap to themselves, teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn their ears away from the truth. Yes. That's what the Bible says. I didn't write this. And shall be turned unto fables, fairy tales, stuff that's not true. They're turned away from the truth in the last days. But he said, but you watch that in all things. Endure afflictions. Folks don't want to go through anything. do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. But here's what Paul says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. But I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Put your hand together and praise the Lord. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. It's time to dress up. If you're here today, and you say, well, Bishop, you know, that sounds like me. I'm not really where I need to be. I need a closer walk with God. I want to be in step with what God wants me to do. And all of us, amen, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us. But the Bible says if you confess your sins, he's just and faithful to forgive you of your sins. Maybe you have not committed any sin, but maybe you're just not as strong as you ought to be. I need a more closer walk. I need a closer walk with God. Amen. I want to be about God's business. I want a different mindset. I want to be about my Father's business. I don't want to be slothful. I want to be in the move of God. If you're here today, we want to pray for you because we love you. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't preach to you like this. But God gave me this. Amen. So if the Bible says that those that God loves, he chastens, which means God sometimes he will hit you with a word, not to wound you, but to get you to move up a little higher to show how much he loves you. He loves all of us. And he's a just and a kind. God is not like us. Amen. He will forgive us and he'll strengthen us and empower us. Amen. To go a little bit further. Hallelujah. It's time to dress up. Time to dress up. Time to dress up. I believe this is the lasting message. This is the end time message. For I know that God is coming back soon. Too many things are happening to just ignore. It's just a routine thing. No, what's happening now is not routine. Even though it's not what was not predicted. God predicted all these things because the scripture says, this know also in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of pleasures more than the lovers of God. That's what the Bible says. But I want to stay dressed up. Amen. I want God to keep me because I can't keep myself. Because all of us are tempted. The devil tempts all of us. But 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. God has made provisions for us. Amen. I'm not ashamed to tell you I had to repent. I repent every day. Because sometimes I tell the Lord, Lord, whatever you have me charged with, I plead guilty. That's my prayer every day. Whatever you have me charged, I plead guilty. Lord, forgive me all of my sins and my transgressions. That's my daily prayer. Not a day go by that I don't say that. As a pastor, every day, I admit my faults. And whatever my slate is that you have against me, Lord, forgive me. Cleanse me from my wrong that I want to be saved to do your will. Because I don't know. I don't want to get up before the Lord. And he says, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I know you not. God loves you. So and so do we. And I just believe that God is speaking a last day message to his people. Because God wants you to be prepared to meet him when he comes. Jesus says, I wonder when I come, will I find any faith on earth? I think this is the time in which he was talking about. Will I really find any faith on earth when I come back? I believe it was the disciples that said, Lord, increase our faith. We all need to tell the Lord, increase my faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ah, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. Move by your power, Lord Jesus. Oh yes, help us, Lord Jesus. Help us move up a little higher. God, we know you're soon to come. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God. We love the Lord. We love him. We love him. We love him. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, I praise him. I praise him. I praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. God is good. May the Lord bless you. May he have a smile upon you. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. So it's time to dress up. No time to dress down. Not allowed. The Lord bless you. We thank you for being a part of the Christ Temple Experience on this day. We love you. We praise the Lord for you. At this time, we get ready to receive our offering. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Offering and tithing. Offering and tithing belongs to God. Amen. When I don't give God portion he's given to me, that I'm dressing down a little bit. So I'm just giving you all kinds of ways you can find yourself dressing down when you don't do the things that God requires of us. Amen. We begin to dress down. But I want to put on the whole armor of God that I may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Sometimes it's so easy, amen, to miss the mark. But I'm determined not miss that mark that God has set for me. I want to hear God say, well done, that good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Behold, I make you ruler over many. The Lord bless you. We love you. May heaven smile upon you. And may the grace of God, the peace of God, keep you in these last and evil days. In Jesus' name. Give it unto the Lord. Give what you give. Give it unto the Lord. And the Lord, that's what he will provide for you. What you give. Give it unto the Lord. Give it unto the Lord. Oh.
give it unto the Lord. And the Lord provide.
He will provide for you.
The Lord provide for you. The Lord will provide for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Heaven smile upon you.
Amen. What a wonderful Savior.
One-thirty. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory to God.
I think we ought to have some more church.
Hallelujah. Amen. I said, they were glad when I said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And so I'm glad when they said unto me, let's leave. Praise God. You can't do that. Hey, God bless you. We love you. Let's not forget our announcements.